Trish, trash, the fiddle seemed to say. Trish, trash, dance your cares away. Trish, trash, every heart is light. Trish, trash, swirling through the night. Here we go, to and fro. Trish, trash, all come.
This is a little concert that we sort of threw together. And we've been practicing it since March. So it's not quite ad hoc. We have some audience participation carols. We can't say congregational carols, which I'd really love you to join in, full bore if you don't mind. And I'll have a word to say every now and again as we go through. So we're going to do "O Come All Ye Faithful" next. And then we'll lead straight into "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear." So if we stand up and do the two together, then we'll decide what to do after that. Lengths I went to avoid a miss. You've all got the book. Theoretically, the hymn numbers are in your programme. And theoretically, the words that the choir are singing should be exactly the same as you have in your book. And it would appear to have fallen over my worst nightmare. Yeah. Four verses next time. So we're now doing... we've got four verses. Okay, "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear." And I've got four verses. Have you got four verses? 108. Perhaps it'll be all right now. Oh, dear. I'll never make it to the cathedral, will I? understanding for this. Gabriel's. So now I'm going to do Gabriel's message, which is an old piece of music and words, just up a little bit, and I hope you enjoy it.
Let me show you the way. This corner here, this is the Green Sugar Choir, which is the most enthusiastic
band of ladies I've ever come across. And Jean, our pianist, is a concert standard and also one of the church organists, and we all love her dearly. So we're honoured, and I hope you enjoy Gabriel's message. Okay. When I was a little choir boy in my rough, it used to be the thing to do to sing "Most Highly Flavoured Lady," and we used to think that was hilarious. So it's a bit like the psalm where her foundations are upon the holy hills. That used to amuse us as well. Now, we have a reading from Sue Hankey. Jean Stokes, I beg your pardon. No room in the inn, Jean. Are you all right for that?
Now, I want you to... Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. I want you to imagine that you are the parents and grandparents that have come to see your little one in his very first nativity play at school. Right? Now, over here we've got the inn, a great big cardboard inn, and the innkeeper with his nice big coat on. And Mary and Joseph, Mary's got her blue shawl on, and Joseph has got his tea towel on his head. And they've just come to the inn to see if there's anywhere to stay. So Joseph knocks the door, and the innkeeper comes out. Yes. Have you a room for the night, please? No. But we've walked a long way. Are you sure? I'm sure. We're all full up. But we've really looked, we're ever so tired, and we've walked a long way. I've told you before. We're all fed up. But my wife's about to have a baby. Please, can't you find us somewhere? Seen his mum. yes, in that case, I think I can do something. I tell you what, I'll have the stable and you can have my room. Got that wrong as well.
I have to say, I wasn't expecting that. Now we're going to sing Once in Royal David City, 3 verses. Yeah. You'll be fit at the end of this, Jim.
Grandpa, we've got
6
verses.
Yeah, well, no, you're going to do verses 1, 2, and 5. 1, 2, and 5. It says on your programme.
It's 1 month.
Doesn't work. Do it again. Right. But the magic's gone. You can stand here. This is 114, and we're doing verses 1, 2, and 5. Isn't she brilliant? Right. we're going next to do In the Bleak Midwinter, so you need to be the other side.
I'll need to be
I'll talk while you're moving, it's all right. Now, In the Bleak Midwinter, we all know it. And it, what we don't know is that it was started life as a poem written in 1872 by one Christina Rossetti at the request of Scribner's Monthly, which was a magazine. And they wanted it, and it describes the birth of Christ on a bleak midwinter and the worship of those who come to see him. The poem begins with a speaker describing the state of a specific evening. It's a bleak midwinter day, the air is frosty, and it seems as if the earth is frozen solid. The snow has been falling ceaselessly for an hour, and it becomes clear in the next stanzas that this is the day of Christ's birth. Speaker continues to describe the manger into which Christ was born, and how even though it was poor and cold, it was enough for him. He did not long for more. There were many who came to see him, but the most important person of all was his mother, who, with a kiss, worshipped him. In the final stanza, the speaker asks of herself what she could possibly bring to Christ's child, because she is so poor. She's no wise man or a shepherd who could bring a lamb, and in the last line she realises that all she would need to give would be her heart. So that's in a nutshell. It was set to music by Holst in the late 1800s, and that's the one that is commonly sung. In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind, right? This is a different version put together by a bloke called Dark, who died in 1976, and I'm not quite sure when he did this, but I hope you'll enjoy it.
And you hear all the words that we just described from now.
Thank you.
Next carol, one of my favourites. It's written by an American lady called Natalie Sleeth, who died in 1992. And it asks a variety of questions. Were you there? Were you there on that Christmas night when the world was filled with a holy light? Were you there to behold when the wonderful told came to earth? Did you see? Did you see how they hailed him king with the gifts so rare that they chose to bring? Did you see how they bowed as they praised him aloud at his birth? Did you hear how the choirs of angels sang at the glory of the sight? Did you hear how the bells of heaven rang all through the night? Did you know it was God's own son, the salvation of the world begun? And did you know it was love that was sent from above to the earth? Right. Jean will be doing a piano solo, Walking in the Air, and then there'll be a nativity reading from Sue Hankey, after which we'll have a crack at Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Thank you.
things to tread the boards and audition for a part in a production, or maybe a solo in the choir, you'll be aware that the casting director often gets lots of advice as to how the right person for the part. "Oh, Miss, I don't want to be Joseph. Miss, I really don't want to be him, with a cloak of bright red and a towel on my head and a cotton wool beard on my chin. Oh, Miss, please don't make me be a shepherd. I just won't be able to sleep. I'll go weak at the knees and wool makes me sneeze, and I really am frightened of sheep. Oh, Miss, I just can't be the landlord who says there's no room in the inn. I'll get in a fright when he comes to the night, and I know I'll let Mary in. Oh, Miss, you're not serious. An angel. Can't Peter take that part? I look such a clown in a white silky gown and a halo stuck up on my head. Oh, Miss, I'm not being a camel or a cow or an ox or an ass. I look quite absurd and I won't say a word, and all the audience will laugh. Oh, Miss, I'd rather not be a wise man who brings precious gifts from afar. But the part right for me, and I hope you'll agree, in this play, I can be the star."
Thank you very much, both of you. So, we come to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Promise to be careful. I'm not going to do it yet. I've got to say a word for it. I was writing out the words, and it occurred to me that the reindeers were quite bullying to Rudolph. They took the mick out of his nose. They wouldn't let him play in the reindeer games, and were generally very unpleasant to him. Then along comes Santa Claus and says, "Rudolph," who, me? "Yeah, you, will you pull my sleigh tonight with your nose so red and bright?" "Me? Yeah, you. Yeah, okay." Then all the other reindeers are fed up because they thought it should be them, you see. But they don't upset Santa because, of course, they want a job for next year. And it's only, you know, seasonal work, isn't it? So I thought I'd been really clever working all this out and developed a nice little speech on the back of it. And then I realised, as I investigated further, that a variety of people have been trying to cancel Rudolph because their grandchildren were crying themselves to sleep at night because of the bullying. And I'm going to say no more than that, because I don't really go out anymore because I'm not politically correct. And I'd likely say something that would not be right. So you can work out what I'm thinking. So the choir will sing it, our version, and then I'd like you all to stand up and we'll sing it again with you giving it full bore. The building is acoustically wonderful. It's better than either of the other two churches in this town. And it really is a joy to sing in this place. So I want you to give it all, please.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Now, if there's any part of the concert that's going to turn to worms, this is it. But I have every confidence in my grandchildren. And you will be amazed by what happens at the end of this. Right, so if you'd like to come up the front, sort yourselves out, don't let them see what's on the card. Are you all right, Anna?
Yeah, I'm good.
Get in your right order. No deliberate sabotaging by standing in the wrong place. Right, I'll trust you. Okay. The choir will sing. It's the Christmas alphabet. So listen carefully to the words, and then I'll walk behind you and thump you when you've got to lift your card up. Right. Off you go, Jean. Actually half of my grandchildren. The other nine are not here. Well done, everybody. Now, what's next? Margaret. Yep, is going to do a... It's a monologue, yeah?
Well, it's
not a soliloquy.
It's a story.
A story. Margaret is going to do...
And it's a story, and it's from my favourite...
Is that on?
I don't know.
He said he put it on. I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, it's by Gervase Finn, and he was a schools inspector of infant schools in North Yorkshire many years ago, and he told some lovely stories of the situations he encountered with little infants as getting it all wrong. And this one is one primary school deep in the Yorkshire Dales, and he went to an unforgettable nativity play which was improvised by the children. Mary, a pretty little thing of about 6 or 7, was busily dusting and wiping the dust when the angel of the Lord appeared stage right. He was dressed in a flowing white robe, large paper wings, and sported a tinsel halo, somewhat crooked. Having wiped his nose on his sleeve, he glanced around suspiciously, then he sidled up to Mary. "Who are you?" Mary asked, putting down her duster and placing her hands on her hips. "I am the angel Gabriel," the boy replied, with a deadpan expression and in a flat voice. "Well, what do you want?" "Are you Mary?" "Yes." "I come with tidings of great joy." "What?" "I've got some good news." "What is it?" "You're having a baby." "I'm not." "You are." "Who says?" "God, and he sent me to tell you." "Well, I don't know nothing about this." "And it will be a boy, and he will become great, and he will be called a... what if it's a girl?" "It won't be." "You don't know, it might be." "It won't, because God knows about these things." Oh, and you must call it Jesus. I don't like the name Jesus. Can I call him something else? No. What about Gavin? No, the angel snapped. You have to call it Jesus. All right then, Mary agreed. And look after it. I don't know what I'm going to tell Joseph, the little girl said. Tell him it's God's. Okay, Mary said, smiling for the first time. When the angel of the Lord had departed, Joseph entered. He was a cheeky-faced little boy dressed in a brown woolen dressing gown, thick blue socks and a multicoloured towel on his head. Hello, Mary, he said cheerfully. Oh, hello, Joseph, Mary replied. Have you had a good day? Yes, pretty good, really, she told him, nodding theatrically. Have you anything to tell me? There was a slight pause before she replied, I'm having a baby. Oh, and it's not yours.
Thank you, Margaret. That was lovely. Now, we're going to do the colours of Christmas. Now, this is by John Rutter. And John Rutter, as you may know, is a composer of some renown. He was actually born a month before me, and that's where the similarity ends, really. He's a brilliant musician, and he's written all sorts of stuff, in particular Christmas anthems. Some of the Rutter stuff is terrifying to choir masters, and best avoided. People of a serious masochistic tendency can do those versions of Rutter, but it's hard work. He came once to Methwold when I was doing the choir there and gave us a tutorial, which was fascinating, really was fascinating. Anyway, so this deals with the colours of Christmas, and then we're following that straight in with Christmas bells. Now, the thing with Christmas bells is there's a lot of ding-dong going on, as you can imagine. And some people, when they sing this, go, Christmas bell, ding-dong, ding-dong. Ding. Wait till you hear our ding-dongs. Right.
So, colours of Christmas.
Green for the ivy that grows by the wall, white for the mistletoe that hangs in the hall, red for the berries that shine in the snow, orange and yellow for morning's first dawn. These are the colours of Christmas. Let them shine all over the earth. These are the colours of happiness, the joy of a new baby's birth. Blue for the robes of his mother. These are the colors.
tight in your seats, because the ding-dongs might knock you over if you're not careful. Right, off we go. We're going to do Silent Night now, 112 in your books. Please, will we do it seated? Otherwise, stuff might happen. How many verses? Three verses. Happy? Problem? Oh, yes. During this, a collection will be taken for the charities. Sorry, I should have mentioned that earlier, really. The girls have decided, sorry, the ladies have decided to do Action Heart and Mary Stevens Hospice. And that'll be there because they like doing the local charities, and I think that's wonderful. So the bags will come amongst you in the next few minutes. And sorry, I forgot about it earlier. Right, okay, sitting down. Silent Night. Hello, where is she? Oh, you're here.
Yeah.
just want to have a quiet word with you now about this church. They have very generously allowed us to put on this performance today at no charge. And I think it's only fair that I should give you one or two personal messages about this place. Deanie and I came here nearly 6 years ago now, and we were so famous that we almost immediately appeared on the front of the website. And I've only just found out about it. But this congregation is the most loving, caring, welcoming group of people you could ever hope to meet. They are supportive of those who are in trouble, and they worry about each other. You come through the door, and there's a big welcome. We all arrive early so we can have a chat, and then we have to sit and have a moment's silence to compose ourselves before we start the service. Can't wait for the service to end, because we all rush out the back and have tea and coffee and a much longer chat. It is a fantastic place, and I love it dearly. And I would encourage anybody who doesn't know it and hasn't been before, rock up 10:30 on a Sunday morning, and you will be amazed at the welcome you receive and how rapidly you've come to love the place. So that's really all I want to say.
4 p.m. tomorrow, though.
Oh, 4 p.m. tomorrow. Yeah, 4 p.m. carol service. I thought you might have mentioned carol service, 4 p.m. tomorrow. Nothing in the morning. So don't come at 10:30. I'll give you trouble. Right, now, where are we? Now, we're back to the bells theme now. We've got silver bells, and we've got jingle bells. I think it would be not unreasonable if the choir do silver bells on their own, and then the choir do jingle bells, and then we can all sing jingle bells together. But it'll give you an idea of the words, because they're not quite standard. So, do you want to do it sitting down or standing up? Standing up, okay. So, we start off with silver bells. Slowly and tenderly, this one is. That's what it says. Like good steak. All right.
See them stop lights, blink a bright red and green.
We're going to do Jingle Bells in a minute. Then you can have a good sing. Then I'd just like to say a word about our minister, who is the most vibrant man I think I've ever met. He cares deeply for his congregation, interested plus plus, and a thoroughly wonderful addition to this church. He has kindly agreed to say a word or two to you after Jingle Bells. And then we'll finish with the three final ones, where I want the roof off again. Okay, Jingle Bells.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells of bobtail ding-dong, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ring a song, sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Now the grand is
call it while you're young, it while you're young.
Let us take a ride,
let us take and sing this saying song. Just get a bobtail bay, 240 for his speed. Then hitch him to an open sleigh and crack, you'll take the lead. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
You won't know all the words. Just doing it again with the car.
Yeah.
We won't know all the words. You won't know all the words. So sing Jingle Bells where you know the words and sort of hum or la 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 the rest of it. But the main thing is you're joining in and doing it.
Is that all right? Yeah, sure. Yeah. So we'll sing it again and then all.
Yeah, and then you can say it. Yeah, okay, off you go, Jane. Oh, stand up. Remember, roof off.
That's a deciding thing.
My voice is going.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, all the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells of bobtail ding-dong, making spirits ding-dong. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Now the ground is wise, go it while you're young. Just take a ride, and sing the same song. Just get a bobtail bay, 240 for his speed. Then hitch him to an open sleigh, and crack, you'll take the lead. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
So, Dr. Ian, how many choir masters does it take to change a light bulb?
Oh, I don't know.
Just one, but it takes four movements.
Yeah, good on that. Yeah.
And what's the difference between a soprano and a piranha? The lipstick, apparently. Sorry, ladies. Sorry. No, it was wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And it is a real privilege as minister here at Hagley Free Church. I've been here 10 months now, and I can honestly say that in my ministerial career, this has just been an absolute godsend for me, finding Hagley Free Church. It's been a very year of mixed emotions for me. Many of my congregation, of course, know the reason for that. But primarily, we also lost a very, very valued member of our congregation a few months ago, Reverend Ricky Twigg. And Ricky was extremely influential on my decision to candidate for the United Reformed Church and to take up training. And actually, he was very influential, I think, as well in getting me here. So I certainly miss Ricky. And I'd almost like to think that actually this choir concert today, this Christmas concert, in my mind, I'm sort of thinking of Ricky, and I'd like to think it's in memory of him, because he was a member here for 60-odd years, and that's saying an awful lot. Now, I also want to say that the carols today haven't overlapped too much with the carols that I'm having tomorrow. So it would be brilliant. We'll sing all five verses of O Come All Ye Faithful tomorrow as well. the right ones. Well, no, you had different verses. That's fine. That's fine. And that's 4 p.m. tomorrow. And I would urge you to come and actually, you know, come and be part of the Christmas story. It's going to follow on very much from what we've done today in a certain way. I almost expected Ian to do a homily on Rudolph at one point, because I thought, where are you going with this? It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I also just want to say, I think we should give another round of applause to our wonderful Greenfield Lady Singers choir. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. We were very blessed to have them sing for us on Remembrance Sunday, and they weren't clapped then because the occasion, the solemnity of the occasion didn't lend for that, but it's wonderful that we can applaud them today. Let's not forget multi-talented Jean on the piano. It's certainly a very busy couple of weeks for you, Jean. It's certainly a very busy couple of weeks for you. And you still haven't heard me, have you? You're very busy this next week. Yes, indeed. Yes, you're right. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. And let's not forget, of course, the choir master, Ian. Let's give Ian another round of applause. And so, before you go, if you haven't been given a church leaflet, we have got these wonderful leaflets available in the foyer. It tells you all about Hagley Free Church, a little bit of the history of the church, a little bit of what it is we believe, and a little bit about me. So, by all means, take a leaflet, and it would be lovely to welcome you here through our doors anytime. This is a very, very friendly congregation. My wife and I were just embraced the moment we first came here, and it really is a very special place indeed. 100-odd years of history here as well, and I feel very privileged to be the first stipendiary minister that this church has had. So to my congregants who are here today, thank you again for calling me. Thank you. And as I said on Thursday at one of our Hand of Friendship groups, this is a lovely, lovely time of year. But let's not forget, if we take Christ out of Christmas, all we're left with is M&S. Okay? All right. Thank you very much, folks. Thank you.
That's a terrible place, M&S. Now, thank you, Tim. On the back of the thing, you've got the words of the three carols we're going to sing. Well, not carols. Songs we're going to sing now. If you knew the trouble I had making my 30-year-old laser jet printer print on the back of previous pages, you would sympathise. Anyway, so we're just going to sing them. All standing, full bore, and then we can go home. And thank you so much for coming. I really hope you've enjoyed yourselves. What about the raffle? What do you want to do about it?
Should we do it before we do these songs?
Yes, do the raffle now quickly, yeah?
answer.
Oh, right, okay. Wait one out, shout the number, colour and thing. Oh, I've got to show it to me. We have blue, 394. We got pink, 287. Pink, 315. If you'd like to come up and get your... sorry, start again. Blue, 394. Blue, 394. Hello? Who's that behind me? Oh, so you're in business. What do you do? Just help yourself. Yes, help yourself to whatever you like. Right, and what was the next one?
287.
Pink, 287, right. And... pink, 315.
Give it my son.
Yeah, what? 315, pink, anybody? Yeah. 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 Help yourself. Yeah. Did Bob get one? Yeah, what's Bob got?
Merge 285.
Pink, 285.
Pink, 285. Pink, 285. Right, coming down, lovely. Help yourself. Jen. Right, what have we got?
Blue 399. What number do you want, Charlotte?
Just choose something.
Yes, yeah, choose something, I think that's the way, isn't it? Yeah. The Sue's in charge of the raffle. Three, hang about. We have blue 395. Blue 395. 395. Oh, righto. Thank you.
It was 399 as well. We're moving up the basis. So 399.
Oh, pink 300. Pink 300. Hey, Chris. Pink 300. Pink 286. Pink 286.
Slow down a bit.
Oh, that's nice. All got? How many more are we?
We need three more.
Three more, right. Blue 371. Have you got one?
286.
Did we say 286? I don't know, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Help yourself to... Right, yeah. Hey? Yeah, Charlotte, yeah.
371.
There you go.
No, you go first.
Help yourself. Anything except the cream.
There's biscuits, or those are chocolates, or there's some ham cream.
Biscuits. Nice box of green and black chocolate.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Yeah.
You've got one more left.
One more to go, right.
There's this as well, apparently. There's two down on the table. Safely getting down. Could you put that on there?
Yeah, blue 375.
Well, that's me again.
Oh, right. Put that one back in. Blue 398. Blue 398. Oh, thanks, Chris. Right, yeah. Pink 307. 307. Pink. Lady at the back. Yeah, right. So what we got? One, two, three there. No, two. So we've got the cream here. Candle in the middle. 389 blue. Help yourself to one of them. Yeah, it's fine, that's right. Yeah, lovely. Yeah, help yourself.
Help myself too.
So, what have you got? You've got a candle in the middle. You've got hand cream or something there. What's the thing on the left, that cone? Is that a prize as well?
It's on top of the candle.
Oh, it goes on the candle. Right, so we got one more then. 389 blue. Did I say that? No. We've got a pink one, 313. Pink, 3, 1, 3. Nobody's escaped, have they? Pink, 3, 1, 3. Oh, right, good. Right, so that's done. Oopsie. It had to happen sooner or later, didn't it? Yeah, go for it, go. Thank you. That's lovely. Okay, thank
two
you.
2, 3.
You've got a candle with a lid.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, a candle, and the lid is the conical thing beside it. All right, isn't it?
Someone else, she was sitting beside me.
Whatever next. Right, now. So, we're going to stand up and do the last three. Yeah. So, do you want to stand up and crack on with the last three? Loud as you can.
Christmas. wish you a Merry Christmas. Tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, bring us a figgy pudding. Oh, bring us a figgy pudding. Oh, bring us a figgy pudding and bring it right here. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. So bring it right here. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy
Well done. Brilliant.
I don't want to keep you from your family, but will you just pop into the back?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Can we go into the vestry?
Yeah. Yeah, do you want to find out?
Jean?
Ian, I don't know if you want to announce, the service has been recorded and it can be put on our website next week.
Crikey. I've just been told that the service has been recorded and it'll be put on the website next week. Don't hesitate to listen to it. I'll be back in a second. We're filing out, I think.